McNally's Caper by Lawrence Sanders. After a great deal of heavy reflection, I have come to the conclusion that everyone is nuts. And I mean everyone, not just a sprinkling of ding-a-lings. You think me a misanthrope? Listen to this. I am the chief and sole member of the Discreet Inquiries Department of McNally and Son, attorney at law. My father is the attorney. I am the son. We represent some very prestigious clients, and a scurvy few, in the town of Palm Beach. Occasionally, they request the services of a private and prudent investigator, rather than take their problems to the police and risk seeing their tribulations luridly described in a supermarket tabloid, alongside a headline, "Elvis Lands in UFO." One of our commercial clients is a sinfully luxe jewelry store on Worth Avenue. They had recently been plagued by a shoplifter who was boosting a choice selection of merchandise. Not their most costly baubles, of course. Those were locked away in vaults and shown only in private. But they were losing a number of less expensive items. Brooches, rings, bracelets, necklaces that were on public display. Their concealed video camera soon revealed the miscreant. They were shocked, shocked, to recognize one of their best customers, a wealthy widow who dropped at least $100,000 annually in legitimate purchases. I shall not reveal her name because you would immediately recognize it. Not wishing to prosecute such a valued patron, the jewelry store brought its distressing predicament to McNally and Son, and I was given the task of ending the lady's pilfering without enraging her to the extent that she would purchase her diamond tiaras elsewhere, perhaps at Walmart or Home Depot.